Joining me live in studio is Kendall Erickson from Sharp Insurance, located in Afton, of course, the Montpelier location as well. But Kendall's here in representing the Afton branch. Kendall, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing well, Duke. Thanks. I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on here.
Hey, no, thanks so much for coming in. It's our yearly conversation with Kendall as he comes in and talks health insurance specifically with us today. And I'm going to have you pull that mic up just a little.
Sure.
There we go. Might have to twist it to, okay. And so with health insurance, of course, under the Obama administration, we know about Obamacare and then the exchange and everything happened. Well, now under the Trump administration, the exchange is still there, but some tweaks have been made and the mandate has gone away. So just an opportunity for you to educate us a little bit. So the exchange is open right now, correct?
That's correct, Duke. And I forgot one thing I wanted to mention. Thank you to all the veterans that are currently serving and those who have served. I wanted to thank you for your service. And yes, you're right, Duke. So there's a lot of confusion with health insurance, obviously, because you hear words like Obamacare and then you hear things like Trump Care. In all reality, the Affordable Care Act, which is Obamacare, is still the law of the land. It hasn't been repealed. It's still there, right? So that's what we have for health insurance as far as, you know, the main plans that cover people's pre-existing conditions. And, you know, I wouldn't say they're the only plans, but that is still the law of the land. And so, yes, those plans in Wyoming, there's only one carrier, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming, but you go through the government basically to get your plan if you qualify for, you know, tax, what they call tax credit subsidy, which is basically, you know, help paying for your premiums on one of these plans. And so, yes, but to answer your question, it is the open enrollment, that annual time period where you can sign up for a plan or change your plan. That's right now.
So if you're going to have a plan through Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, do you have to go through the exchange to get that, or can you go through a company like them without
it? So, good question. And I actually don't represent Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming anymore, so I can't, I guess, speak to some things. But in general, you can basically, you're going through the government if you want to get help paying for the premiums. If you just want one of their plans and want to pay full price for it, you can contact them directly or go to their website and sign up for one of those. And the same rules apply with when you can apply. It's still that annual enrollment period. You just don't get the help paying for the premium. So if you want to do that, you have to go through the government's website, healthcare.gov.
And when is the enrollment period? Now through when?
Yeah, so it started November 1st and goes through December 15th. And any changes you make during that time period, the coverages are, you know, those changes kick in effective January 1st.
Now, I guess one of the more publicized changes under the Trump administration with the Affordable Care Act is the mandate. And so,
correct.
And so explain that to us. You're not required to have insurance. Are there still other requirements kind of underneath that? How's that?
Yep, great question, because that is something that has changed under the Trump administration with the tax reform that was passed through our government. They did away with one of the, you know, more commonly known tax penalties, which basically says it said if you don't have a qualified health plan, we're going to tax you. It's about 2.5% of your income for just not having health insurance, right? It's just a way to incentivize or penalize people into, you know, buying one of these plans. And so that went away on 2019 and going forward. So we're already in 2019. When you do your 2019 taxes, there won't be that penalty on there if you didn't have a plan for this year. So that is one thing that has changed under the current administration.
So did that open up more options for available plans outside of the exchange then?
So, yeah, definitely. It's a yes and no, though, kind of, because there are some alternative options available, which we talk to clients about, but they're not the same. It's interesting because they're not apples to apples coverage. You have to really look at it and see if it's right for you. But there definitely are alternative options, which are continuing to expand and change a little bit over time as well.
Kendall Erickson with us live in studio this morning with Sharp Insurance, talking health coverage heading into the year 2020. Are there any other changes moving forward that kind of stick out or that people should be aware of?
You know, sometimes when we talk penalties, that's one of the penalties for not having a plan that I just described. The other penalty that you want to be aware of, if you go for one of these marketplace plans where it's subsidized, you can only make a certain amount of income. And so basically, you estimate your income for the next year, and then when you do your taxes for that year, they actually check it and say, you know, you made more or less than that. And they can, so if you make too much money or more money than you estimated, they can penalize you that way too, and that penalty is still in effect. So you really want to be careful and make sure that, you know, if you're going to put in how much income you're going to make that year, you kind of have to really be accurate, or else you could face a tax penalty.
Because if you put in too much, your monthly deductible is good, or not the deductible, your premium is going to be less, and you're thinking, right, hey, I get to pay less. But then, yeah, with tax time, it comes back to get you.
It's reconciled. So you do want to be accurate on it. Yep.
Kendall, anything else regarding healthcare?
You know, there's
insurance, I should say.
Sure, we could touch on Medicare as well. There are a lot of seniors in this valley. And nationwide, there are 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day in the nation, and so obviously that's a big part of health insurance in the valley. And so, you know, anyone who's 65 or older goes on Medicare in general, unless they still have group insurance. And there's an open enrollment time period for them as well, if you want me to touch on that.
Absolutely, yes.
So it also is open right now. It started October 15th. It ends December 7th. And those changes also go into effect January 1st. And for most people in the valley, what's interesting on that is it mainly just applies to their Part D prescription drug plan. And so the commercials they see on TV and things are a bit confusing, because they think they also need to change their medical plan, which is basically, in this area, there's only one type of medical plan available, which is Medicare Supplement or Medigap. And so when you see the commercials on TV, a lot of them are talking about Medicare Advantage, which is a different type of Medicare plan, usually available in other states, but actually not available in our area. And so it's, once again, health insurance, you know, there's all these crazy things. It's confusing. But right now is the time where you could sign up for a drug plan or change your drug plan. And then it's just also a good time to review what else you have, like a Medicare supplement plan. And those can actually be changed throughout the year, but they have different rules with medical underwriting.
You know, what I'm getting from this, Kendall, is whether you're going to use the exchange or not, it's probably a good idea to talk to somebody that really knows what they're doing.
I sure think so.
Yeah. So I know that there's several, of course, throughout our listening audience. But if someone had questions for you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah. Sharp Insurance, our office is, like you said, here in Afton. Our number is 307-885-1499.
1499. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall, thanks for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
I think that's it, Duke. Appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely. Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance. Again, open enrollment period now for 2020 health insurance coverage. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.